It's religion today, it's ideology today, and our secularist friends also have a faith.
Some kind of Disneyland fantasy.
I know how this is going to get heard in the secular world.
Where the pseudo-Christian masks are off.
That's nonsense, ladies and gentlemen.
Apologetics isn't just about giving answers to other people's questions. It's also about learning to question other people's answers or even question the question itself.
In a Christian worldview.
Welcome to Quantum Number 10. I apologize for not being available over the last couple of weeks. Al's gone away and got himself a job, but this is us hopefully back on track, and thanks to those of you who've offered to help us with funding the production of this. We're setting up a crowdfunder, and more details of that will follow. But what a couple of weeks it has been. There is so much to talk about. And I do want to begin with something that really was quite astonishing. I was coming home from church the other Sunday, and I looked and I saw a poster, which was really quite extraordinary. Here's what it said. "Dear bigots, you can't spread your religious hate here. End of sermon. You're Scotland. Hate crime. Report it to stop it." And this came from Police Scotland and the Scottish Government. Now, that's, to me, that is almost completely breathtaking in so many ways. Because here is a poster, and it's part of a poster campaign about transphobes and homophobes and so on, racists, etc. And of course we want to stop hatred and bigotry and phobias and so on. But the posters presuppose way too much. But this poster itself, supposed to be against hate, is designed to create hate. It assumes that bigots are religious. And there are so many people. I mean, I've written about this, and we put a link to it, and I've been contacted by so many people, including politicians, who say they're utterly appalled by it. And so this is what I've done. I've reported the police to the police. I've reported Police Scotland and the Scottish Government to Police Scotland and the Scottish Government. I hope they will investigate themselves. On what basis have I reported them? Not for a hate crime. Now, here's where you've got to get with the language. A hate crime is a crime that is perceived to be motivated by hate. For me, that's possibly most crimes. But anyway, that's what the situation is now. But this is not a hate crime in that a crime hasn't been committed. It is, however, in the modern parlance, it is a hate incident. What is a hate incident? Well, let Police Scotland tell you. Quote, "A hate incident is any incident that is not a criminal offence, but something which is perceived by the victim or any other person to be motivated by hate or prejudice." You see, here's the thing. The police definition of a hate incident is one in which the victim perceives there to be hate. So it's all on the perception. Now, I think these posters, for example, I think they are hate. I think they're designed to motivate hate. But actually, it doesn't matter whether they are or not, because according to the police, it's what I think that matters. It's what I perceive, either on my own behalf or on behalf of others. So by their own criteria, the police have to log this as a hate incident. Now, I know that many, many other people, and many people who are listening to this, have actually done the same thing. It's very easy. I went online, and again, we put the link on the website, and just reported it to the police as a hate incident. Well, we shall see what they're going to do. Speaking of hate, let's turn to the just incredible situation in the United States with the appointment of Judge Kavanaugh, or not, as the case may be.
We continue our hearing on the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to serve as Associate Justice on our Supreme Court. We will hear from two witnesses, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and Judge Kavanaugh.
Now, I watched with some degree of horror the hearing in which Dr. Ford testified about sexual abuse, and I watched the reactions and so on. Now, there's so much that one could say, and indeed has been said, but I think for me, it is absolutely imperative that each of us has to acknowledge we don't know. from my perspective, and it doesn't really matter what my perspective is, both of them sounded very, very plausible. But that's not the issue. We don't know. And that's why in our legal system in the West, we have always asked or assumed that someone is innocent until they are proven guilty. Now, I believe a change is occurring in our culture whereby certain people are assumed to be guilty until they are proven innocent. So people will take sides on this issue. They'll make pronouncements either way, and I think that's wrong. But they make pronouncements based upon emotion and based upon political prejudice. And what that does is it feeds into a whole narrative of hatred, which is fueled by social media. And that's where we're going in our culture when we reject our Judeo-Christian roots. Now, we see evidence of that in just the way that society divides. So let me just take as one example, and I think it can go the other way too. I find the level of hatred expressed online towards Dr. Ford just as distasteful as this. But here's a clip of Senator Ted Cruz going out for with his wife to a restaurant and being accosted.
We believe survivors! We believe survivors! We believe survivors! We believe survivors!
Sexist, racist, anti-gay!
We believe survivors. Really? We believe survivors gives you the right to yell and scream at somebody else? Those protesters don't know. But there really is a kind of mindless hate. It's hate. It is Orwellian. If you have seen the film of George Orwell's 1984, where there's the 2 minutes hate, and people can easily be worked up into that. And that's why that ties in with the police poster as well, because they're encouraging people to hate religious people. I've had people stand up and yell at me in the name of love. I mean, that's just quite extraordinary. It's just breathtaking. But I am afraid that is where we're going as a culture. God have mercy on America, and God have mercy on us all. Now, part of this as well is what I would call the dumbing down of society. And in another of what we might just call, you couldn't make this stuff up, the University of Manchester Students' Union have just decided that they are going to ban clapping, or what's been termed, traditional clapping, and they're going to replace it with jazz hands, which is a wave of both hands. And this is because apparently clapping can create an uncomfortable environment for students with autism, sensory issues, or deafness. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm not smiling or laughing at those issues. What I'm smiling at is the irrationality and illogicality of it. Because, for example, jazz hands, surely that discriminates against the blind who cannot see it. The student's liberation and access officer is just bizarre. What a great title, says, "I think a lot of the time, even in parliamentary debates, I've seen that clapping, whooping, talking over each other, or loud noises encourage an atmosphere that is not as respectful as it could be." I'm not even sure where we begin to go with all of that nonsense, and it is nonsense. But surely one part of it is this. The dumbing down of society is not really occurring amongst what are termed the uneducated, but the educated. In our universities right now, there is, as I have said many times before now, they are no longer universities, they are monoversities, where students are indoctrinated into one worldview. Doesn't happen everywhere, and there are exceptions, there are lots of wonderful lecturers and others who allow variety and encourage it. But overall, in many universities, the culture is one of social indoctrination, cultural Marxism, as we've said before. If you doubt that, listen to this clip from the United States where a professor is telling his students that Stalin did not commit one crime.
This and similar questions, and I have yet to find one crime, that Stalin committed. I know, they all say he killed 20, 30, 40 million people. It's bullshit.
Was it people applaud this. People think this is great. People who know nothing about what Marxism did in Eastern Europe are saying this is the route that we need to go. Now, I'm not saying this from a right-wing perspective, because actually, politically, I'd probably consider myself quite left-wing. But this is insane. These are people who are on the level of someone on the uber right who would deny the Holocaust. And here we have this man who's responsible for teaching, meant to be teaching students, saying that Stalin did not commit one crime. But back in this country, in the United Kingdom, we have another story. And that is at what we call Freshers' Fair, where in the first week, various student societies advertise and encourage people, so you can join the rugby club, or you can join a political party, you can join the Christian Union. Well, in Brighton, we've had a first at the University of Brighton, where there's been a quote-unquote sex workers' fair. Now, I refuse to say sex workers because it's prostitutes. It's people who are prostituting themselves, selling their bodies for money. And yet here we have, in one of our universities, clearly sanctioned, and some universities, by the way, they don't allow anti-abortion groups or pro-life groups to have because of the harm that they will do. But nonetheless, they're going to allow, inverted commas, sex workers. This is what this group said. Rising living and tuition costs mean that more students than ever are turning to sex work. And SWAT believe that they deserve our help as well. Sex work is work. No, it's not. Sex work is not work. It is prostitution. And this is beyond belief that in our culture today, prostitution is being advertised and encouraged at one of our universities. Which leads me on to this extraordinary story of the woman who put up a poster outside the Labour Party conference on a billboard, which just simply said, woman equals adult female human. Now, that's what a woman is. You'd think that was incontrovertible. But a doctor in the NHS, who is a gay man, I understand, in a relationship, not a trans person, he said that this was hate speech. We're back again to where we came in. He said that this was something which made trans people feel bad. He said it, not so much the poster, but the motivation behind it and so on, as if he knows. Again, notice how they know what we think and what we feel. But I really do feel for this feminist. In fact, I find myself increasingly siding with the feminists in so many ways, because this is a deep-rooted misogyny. There's no question about that. This ideology is against women.
What you and your misogynistic allies seek to do is erase what it means to be a woman in law and in life. And that is why this campaign has been absolutely essential. If you didn't push women to the point that we are very, very angry, that we feel we have to protect the language around us, we wouldn't feel the need to assert the fact that the meaning of woman is only the definition, is only adult human female. So I think the ball is in your court.
And the billboard company apologised because all these companies cave in, the government caves in, the police cave in. It's just breathtaking that in today's Britain, police put up posters which encourage hatred of religious people, especially Christians, and remove posters which state simply that a woman is an adult female human. Go figure. But I don't just want to leave you there. I do want to encourage you in different ways. As we explain this, as we challenge, we don't just hide away. We do see responses. And do you know that the light will always dispel darkness? I mean, we're here to proclaim Christ to absolutely everybody. I had the wonderful, wonderful opportunity to share with somebody transgender recently, and actually, I think we got on very well, and hopefully that'll be coming out on the BBC fairly soon. But let me encourage you with this. Going back to the hate thought, hate police thing, after I wrote about that, let me tell you that several members of Parliament privately contacted me to say that they completely agreed that they were going to raise it and that they were going to try and deal with it. What we do is not in vain. We keep speaking the truth. And yes, we know, as George Orwell said, that in a society which moves away from the truth, those who speak it will be hated even more. But so what? It doesn't matter. We speak the truth, we proclaim Christ, and at the end of the day, there are many, many, many people who will be drawn to that truth. So may God bless you, and look forward to hearing from you during the next week, and hopefully you'll hear our next quantum this time next week. God bless you all. Hey, I thought we won the battle, but it really looks like we're losing it. What we do seems insignificant, so limited in our influence. They don't listen to our message. We scream and yell it, they say it's irrelevant. It's the